That's the crew chief down at first base, Tom Purchase. Frankie Gonzalez has the plate tonight, Juan Rodriguez, the third base umpire. This is the same crew the Raptors have had for all three games to begin this season, both at Hare Baker Field and now here in Wisconsin Rapids. The 0-2 to Stripling. That one just misses on a fastball downstairs. It's now 1-2. Prior to North Georgia, Stripling spending some time in Kentucky at Morehead State. 27 games, started 18 for Morehead State back in 2022 as a freshman. All 18 of those starts were at the catching position. The 1-2 to Stripling. This is down and out. Bryson's worked the count even here at 2-2. It's Onati on deck. Top of the order with Miles Vandenhoevel to follow. Being held on at first by Heisen is McGuire, his first base counterpart, the 2-2. Stripling skies this one in the air. Center field, Edwards camped underneath. He'll make the grab. Once again, just facing one over the minimum is Braden Gluth, allowing a one-out base runner, but nothing comes across for the Raptors. We are through two at Witter Field, a nothing-nothing ball game. Just one hit between the two teams, that coming from Trotter Boston, back in the bottom of the first. 7-8-9, two up for the Bucks in the top half of the third against Nick Paulson. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to Raptors Baseball on WFHR, locally grown radio on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM.
When you need HVAC attention, call in the home run hitters at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces. A proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We've been knocking it out of the park for more than 20 years, covering all things home comfort. Whether you need your air conditioner tuned up or replaced altogether, our experts will always do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Need to set up an appointment? Schedule yours today at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Let's get back to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the third here at Witter Field. 29 pitches through two frames for the left-hander for your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors, Nick Paulson. He's got the 7-8-9 spots to up for the Waterloo Bucks in this inning. Andy Ockham here on WFHR. You can find all 72 Raptors games all season long on this exact station, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, or on your Civic Media app. He'd be the right-handed hitting third baseman, Adam Bennis. He'll swing right through that first delivery from Paulson. It's a strike. Looking at Bennis so far this season, hitless through two games. Coming from South Dakota State, 37 games for the Jackrabbits in 2024, making 13 starts this past spring as the 0-1 fouled back. It's nothing in two. At South Dakota this past spring, a 235 hitter, getting on base at a 350 clip, slugging 250, an OPS of exactly 600. One double, no homers, 11 RBIs for the right-handed hitting Bennis. His uncle, former big leaguer Andy Bennis. As the 0-2 misses up and out on a fastball from Paulson. Paulson struck out the first two batters he faced in the first inning and struck out the final two batters he's faced in the fourth. His starting counterpart, the right-hander Braden Gluth from the University of Creighton, has faced eight hitters through two frames, a nothing-nothing ball game. The 1-2 popped up on the right side, shallow right center field. It's the second baseman, Mason Onati, out, calling everyone off in the area to make the catch for the first out of the inning. It's the left-handed second baseman from McPherson College, Evan Morrison. Morrison, some two-way action, also a pitcher. Done so both in the Northwoods League and at the collegiate level. Went 1-for-6 in the opening series against the Wilmer Stingers, in which Waterloo dropped both of those contests to begin their season. First pitch, showing bunt. The lefty gets one down the third baseline. It's a good one. Matt Brandt on the bare hand, the throw to first. McGuire receives, but it is nowhere near in time. Bunting for a single, the first knock of the evening for Waterloo, comes on a one-out bunt hit for the Evan Morrison at second base. One on with one out for the nine hitter in the Waterloo order, the right-handed hitting shortstop Cooper Mills. 1-for-7 in the Wilmer series. Second Northwoods League team that Mills has been a part of, as the first pitch to him showing bunt, pulls back, and this one misses up and out. Played 9 games last year with the Traverse City Pit Spitters and got some playoff action as well. Out for one of the Michigan gloves of the now 26 Northwoods League teams. Kalamazoo College product showing bunt again. Pops this one up on the right side. Paulson off the mound. This one's going to fall. Gloves it. Throws to second. Dug out in the dirt by Boston in time. It was popped up and had serious hang time on the right side of the infield in no man's land. Onati and McGuire were not in the area to make the play. Paulson lets it drop, but heads up awareness from the left-handed starting pitcher to take care of the runner Morrison to try to advance to second. It'll go down as a 1-6 fielder's choice for the second out of the inning, and back to the top of the order with the center fielder Larry Edwards. Edwards struck out swinging against Paulson to begin this ball game. Back in the first, the Oklahoma College Tonkawa product from Tulsa is a redshirt junior. First pitch misses upstairs and well outside for ball one. Talk about Edwards in his first plate appearance, crushing baseballs at the junior college level this past spring. 61 games, hitting nearly 400, over 10 homers, over 60 RBIs, and nearly stealing 30 bases. As prior to the 1-0 delivery, a left-handed pickoff move from Paulson to check in on the runner Mills. Hudson and Mazok awaiting after Edwards, a pair of left-handed bats the second time around this order. As the 1-0 is blistered into center field, a hard hit line drive base hit for Edwards. Going to second is Mills. That's where he'll stay. Everyone advances. It is a two-out knock for the Bucks. They got two on with two down in a nothing-nothing ball game here in the third. It is Brandon Hudson, the beer batter tonight here at Winter Field. He did strike out back in the first inning. That runs throughout most of the game until adult beverages stop being sold here at Winter Field, keeping the fans on their edge of their seats. And this is a big spot for Paulson, having traffic out on the base paths for the first time this evening. They're going 3-up, 3-down in the first two innings. Has allowed a pair of hits. First pitch misses for a ball. Bunt single with one out from Evan Morrison. Fantastic play off the mound by Paulson on a fielder's choice. And now that Larry Edwards base knock. Hudson, an OPS of 1,100 at North Georgia this past year to go with 12 homers and 32 RBIs in 45 games. The 1-0 popped in the air foul down the left field line. That one will head out into the rafters bullpen to even up the count at 1-1. Last summer, Hudson spent some time in the Valley League with the Percival Cannons out in Virginia, played 9 games and had 17 at-bats, was a 177 hitter. The catcher, Mazok, now in the on-deck circle with two down, having the shin guards on, being versatile and ready for whatever the outcome is of this plate appearance here. Paulson's 1-1, swing and a miss from Hudson to make it a 1-2 count. You hear the erupting Winter Field crowd. Another 2-strike count here on the beer batter for the evening, Brandon Hudson. The runner on second is Mills. He's a few steps off and not being held. Same to be said for the runner on first after a 2-out single for the leadoff man in this Buck order, Larry Edwards. Paulson set the 1-2. This one is popped foul just to the left of the Winter Field press box. We had a foul ball come into the press box back in the bottom half of the first inning. That was the 2-out at-bat for Nomar Basurto, the cleanup hitter in the rafter order. Went just left of our window here at WFHR and into the Northwoods League Plus TV side of things. Staying clear and out of the action, but always ready for any foul balls that'll come our way. The 1-2 on the outside corner just misses. Paulson thought he had it, so did the rest of the rafter dugout. And the Winter Field faithful count evens 2-2 on the two-hitter in the Waterloo order, Brennan Hudson. No runs on two hits, no errors for the Bucks. Both hits coming in this inning. For the Raptors, no runs on one hit and no errors. Paulson set the 2-2. He got him swinging. Raptor fans in attendance erupt. The beer batter of the evening is down for the second time in three innings. Paulson works around traffic, leaving two out on the base paths for the Bucks. It remains a nothing-nothing ball game. 9-1-2, do it for the Raptors in the bottom half of the third inning. It goes lefty, righty, lefty. Onati, Vandenhoevel, and Trotter Boston. You're listening to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, locally grown radio.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Let's get back to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
It's the Powell, Ohio native Mason Onati in the nine hole for the Raptors to lead off this bottom of the third inning from Witter Field. First pitch to him from the right-hander Braden Gluth swung on and missed. It's nothing and one. Andy Ockham back here with you on WFHR, your radio home for Raptors Baseball all season long. Onati, the two-lane product, came off the bench to get into yesterday's game as the 0-1 is fouled back from the Raptor second baseman. Quickly, nothing at two. Came off the bench to replace the Raptor shortstop yesterday, Kyler McIntosh, in the third inning. Onati went to second, and it was Trotter Boston moving from second to short. Those two are in the starting lineup tonight as the middle infield, as they were on opening day. Gluth's 0-2. This is out for ball one. First plate appearance for Onati off the bench yesterday. Walked on six pitches to lead off the third and came in to score. And that one. 1-2. This is outside to even up the count at 2-2. Drove in a run on a 4-3 putout in the ninth. It was the final run brought in for the Raptors yesterday. And it was a close bang-bang play at first that many believed Onati had beaten out. The 2-2 to the left-handed hitting second baseman is a breaking ball that misses downstairs. Onati's worked the count from 0-2 to full. Top of the order with the center fielder, Miles Vandenhoevel, awaiting in the on-deck circle. Trotter Boston after him. The 3-2 to Onati. That one is in there, called strike three on the inside corner. Onati down on strikes. It's the first punch-out by a Raptor this evening. We've gone through the order once and one down in a nothing-nothing ball game in the bottom of the third. It is Miles Vandenhoevel, the right-handed hitting center fielder from Eastern Arizona College. First pitch to Vandenhoevel's in there for a called strike. Popped out to Mills over at short to begin the evening in the bottom of the first. Reached twice yesterday on a pair of walks in the home-and-home finale with the Dock Spiders. The 1-0 misses down and out for ball two. Those walks came in inning one and inning six for the Raptors center fielder. The 2-0 from Gluth to Vandenhoevel misses down and out in the left-handed batter's box. It's a 3-0 count on number 30 of the Raptors, Miles Vandenhoevel. Nick Paulson, the starting pitcher tonight for Wisconsin Rapids, Six up, six down through his first two frames. Gave up a couple knocks in the top half of this third inning, but worked around some traffic on the base paths to get out of it. 3-1 the count now. We had a miscue on the scoreboard out in right field here at Winter Field. That's all right. Vandenhoevel still well ahead in the driver's seat here, looking for one pitch against the right-hander Glut. The 3-1 delivery. Down in the dirt. Vandenhoevel holds up. It's taken for ball four. A five-pitch walk drawn with one down here in the third. Vandenhoevel drew a pair of walks yesterday and a pair on opening day as well to go with a single that he had back in the top half of that eighth inning in game one. Some good speed out on the base paths with Vandenhoevel for the left-handed hitting shortstop Trotter Boston. Boston a one-out single that came back in the first, having the lone hit for the Rafters so far this evening. Gluth set. First pitch. That one misses high. A delayed steal for Vandenhoevel. The throw down to second. Not in time. The shortstop Mills unable to handle the throw from Mazok. It was a good one down to second. The middle infield of Mills and Morrison were not anticipating that steal from Vandenhoevel, but a strong throw from Mazok leading the shortstop Mills to the bag. Made it a close play. It's another stolen base for Vandenhoevel. He's on second with just one out in this third inning. 2-3-4, ready to do some work with a runner out in scoring position. No runs for either team. Same thing with errors. Three combined hits thus far. A couple steps off second. Vandenhoevel, the 1-0 to Boston, misses inside. Having to back out of the way of that one. It's now a 2-0 count. Matthew on deck. The left-handed hitting left fielder Nomar Basurto to follow. Mentioned the defensive change for Boston. The opening day shortstop of the Rafters got the nod at second base an evening ago, but was only there for a couple innings. Prior to the 2-0, an inside move from Gluth and a lob over the shortstop Mills to check in on Vandenhoevel at second base. Walked in the fourth yesterday to Boston and mentioned after his leadoff single, or at least in his first at-bat of the ballgame, ended yesterday with a double in the left center gap in the ninth. The 2-0 misses inside. Boston backing out of the way of that one yet again, just like he did on the 1-0 delivery. It's now three balls and no strikes on the Rafters shortstop with just one down here in the bottom half of the third inning. When we get to the fourth, 3-4-5, due up for the Bucks. Lefty, righty, lefty. It's the catcher, Mazok, the left fielder, Luke Finn, and the first baseman, Marcus Heisen. Luth looks into Mazok, gets the sign, comes to a decision, set with 11 on the pitch clock. Three looks back at second base. Here's the 3-0. Misses inside. A four-pitch walk drawn by Boston. He's aboard for the second time this evening. Back-to-back walks drawn by Rafter hitters, and it'll bring up Jack Mathey with two runners aboard here in the third. I have a quick conference between the pitcher Gluth and the catcher Mazok, a perfect time to tell you Rafter fans that are not from the area and plan to come see the team this year that the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites here in Wisconsin Rapids has you covered. They offer a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. Cobblestone Hotel also welcomes four-legged companions. Big city quality, small-town values at the Cobblestone Hotel Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Bring your dogs, bring your cats, bring the whole family this season to a couple of Rafter ball games. The Copley, Ohio native Jack Matthews steps in. First pitch to him. That one misses inside, nearly hitting him. It's ball one. Gluth mentioned didn't allow a hit or a run in his two outings as a Creighton Blue Jay this year, but walked four and struck out three. Has the put-away stuff, but control can be an issue. Nobody holding Boston at first, bouncing in and out at second is the second baseman Morrison. The 1-0 bounced in the dirt off the chest protector of Mazok. Both runners take off. Vandenhoevel slides in head first safely to third. Going to second behind the throw is Boston. Two ducks on the pond, and in the driver's seat is Matthew with a 2-0 count. Matthew in his first at-bat of the ballgame grounded out to the second baseman Morrison back in the first. Yesterday was the cleanup hitter as the catcher, singled in the third inning of that one. Is it cleanup once and now returns to the three-hole where he was on opening day. The 2-0 from Gluth misses low, ball three on Matthew. Basurto on deck, McClanahan to follow, a couple of left-handed bats awaiting after Jack Matthew. Right-hander throwing down in the right field bullpen for the Bucks. The throwing side of the Raptors bullpen is vacant. Nick Paulson has looked sharp so far. The 3-0 from Gluck. That fastball misses high for ball four. Back-to-back four-pitch walks and three straight walks issued by Gluck. The bases are full of Raptors with one down here in the third for the cleanup hitter, Nomar Basurto. And Basurto will have a mound visit between one of the members of the Waterloo coaching staff and the entire infield. Nomar happens to be my yard card selection today, and Raptor fans listening are going to go, Andy, what the heck is a yard card? Something we've implemented up here in press row, in the press box for your Raptors. It's something that I've done throughout my playing career and even into my broadcasting career with the media crews that I've been a part of. Everyone in the press box gets to go around, spin a wheel, and you just draft a player on your team that you think is going to hit a home run, in this case, our team being the Raptors. We went around today. We have six players. Myself, the TV voice of the Raptors, Colin Kapoor. We have Joe, the PA announcer here at Witter Field. Abby, controlling the scoreboard, running our graphics. Dawson, the TV production intern. And Griffin Furcus, the head of marketing here for the Raptors. So everyone's picks today are as follows. Mine is the man in the box right now, Nomar Basurto. Abby taking McGuire. McClanahan for Griffin. Dawson Wolf taking Bryson Stripling. Cullen taking Miles Vandenhoevel, and Joe taking Matt Brandt. First pitch to Basurto is a fastball from Gluth in there for a called strike. Basurto a ground out to the shortstop Mills, going 6-3 to end the first inning. The power from the left-handed bat of Basurto, a golden opportunity here to break the scoreless tie this evening. The 0-1 to Basurto is a breaking ball that misses downstairs to even up the count at 1-1. Warming up in the bullpen, that's number 28, Brendan Carter, the right-hander. Oklahoma College Tonkawa product. Same school of the center fielder tonight for the Bucks, Larry Edwards. 1-1 the count with one out. Bases loaded, the pitch. It's a called strike on a heater. Working on the outer third, it's now 1-2 on Basurto. So we'll keep it posted here on the yard cards at home this season. I know I'll travel with the team on the road, but we're only going to do these here when the entire crew is in on the action. 1-2 to Basurto. That one misses down in the dirt, kicking away from the catcher, Mazok. Just going to the right of Basurto. Now a 2-2 count. Yesterday, nobody punched their yard card. Only one home run was hit in the game, and that came on the Fond du Lac side, their cleanup hitter, Parker Knoll. Yesterday's picks, I had Alex Brody, Abby with McClanahan, Griffin taking Jack Mathey, Kyler McIntosh for Dawson, Cullen going with Nomar Basurto. Same thing for our PA announcer, Joe. 2-2 the count with one out. Luth is set. Here's the pitch. Bounced down in the dirt on the inner part of the left-handed batter's box. Basurto getting out of the way of that one. It's a full count. Nowhere to put Basurto. Bases full of Raptors. Vandenhoevel on third. Boston on second. Mathey on first. All via the walk. Mason Onati, the nine-hitter, went down looking to begin this frame, but since then, the three straight walks on five pitches to Vandenhoevel, Boston, and Mathey aboard on four. Luth looks in, is set with 10 on the pitch clock. The payoff delivery. Basurto cracks this one on the ground, right side. That one's going to get through. It's gloved by the second baseman, Morrison, in shallow right field. The back throw to Boston at third. Tag applied. He is safe. Everybody is safe. We all move up 90 feet. In to score is Miles Vandenhoevel. It's an RBI single for Nomar Basurto and the first run of the ball game here this evening. It's not a yard card, but we'll take it. A run comes in to score. Moving to third is Boston on second. Mathey Basurto on first. Bases remain loaded for Tyler McClanahan. But prior to the at-bat here for the Alabama State Hornet, we'll have a call to the bullpen. Pitching change to be made. And it will be Brendan Carter, the right-hander, who was warming up earlier to check in for the Bucks. Gluth's day is done, going 2 1/3 innings. It's 1-0. Bases are still loaded in this bottom of the third. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Raptors Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
First pitch from the right-hander, Brendan Carter, to Tyler McClanahan. Misses low and outside for ball one. Bases loaded for the Raptors, a 1-0 ball game here in the bottom of the third inning from historic Witter Field against the Waterloo Bucks. The 1-0 pitch, that one bounced down in the dirt. All runners staying put. A nice block by Mazok. It's 2-0 on McClanahan. Andy Ockham here with you. One run being put across this inning. Three straight walks issued by the starter who's now out of the game for the Bucks, being Braden Gluth. An RBI infield single from Nomar Basurto breaks the scoreless tie here this evening. The right-hander for Carter, the Oklahoma College Tonkawa product, as the 2-0 misses low. It's 3-0 now. Carter getting his first action here in this 2024 campaign, right here, right now, the 3-0 to McClanahan. It's on the outside corner. It's there for a strike. McClanahan grounded out three unassisted to the first baseman, Heisen, to lead off the previous half, bottom half of the second inning, I should say. 3-1 the count with one down. Carter set the payoff. He's made it full. That fastball's in there, elevating it and working on the outer third. Another called strike on McClanahan. Hitting from the left side and playing right field this evening. He hit ninth and played the other corner in left, making his Raptors debut last night. The 3-2. Swing and a miss. Carter works all the way back from down 3-0 to get McClanahan swinging. It's the second out of the inning. Big spot here in a Raptor first game debut for Max McGuire. McGuire, the seventh hitter to step into the box for the Raptors this inning. McGuire's first plate appearance as a Raptor, walked on seven pitches with one out just an inning ago. Brandt on deck, tripling to follow. One run put across. Raptors looking for more here. First pitch, McGuire swinging away. The big right-handed bat fouls this one. Over the grandstands, it'll begin nothing and one on the San Diego product. Due up 3-4-5 when we get to the top half of the fourth. Raptors open, have a multi-run lead when we get there. The 0-1 to McGuire hits this one in the air, left center field. Edwards and Finn giving chase back at the wall. That ball's going to go. How about that for a Raptor debut? It's a grand slam for Max McGuire. Gets off the plane today, joins the team, goes over and out over the Aspirus sign in left center. 5-0 Raptors. Hear our home run horn up here in press row. It's the first homer hit of the season for McGuire and this Raptor team. 5-0. It is Matt Brandt now. The base is empty and two outs. McGuire got all of that one. And a comfortable Raptor lead. A five spot thrown up here in the third. First pitch to Brandt is fouled away. We'll see if he gets that home run ball back, hit out in the left center. That thing was absolutely cranked. Hitting off the top of the wall and heading out. The 0-1 to Brandt swung on and missed. Welcome to Wisconsin Rapids, Max McGuire. A two-out grand slam. The most exciting swing of the bat so far this season for the Raptors. The 0-2. This is down and out. A 373-foot homer and an exit velocity of 101 off the bat of McGuire on that long ball. The 1-2. That one misses upstairs. Brandt's even the count here at 2-2. Brandt a fly out to the left fielder Finn, back with one out in the second inning, his last trip up. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Down on strikes is Brandt. But how about these Raptors? A 5-run bottom half of the third inning, highlighted with a two-out grand slam from Max McGuire. Nick Paulson trots back out to the hill to face the 3-4-5 spots in the Waterloo order. Heading to the fourth inning from Winter Field. You're listening to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
A two-out grand slam for Max McGuire, highlighting a 5-run bottom half of the third inning here from Winter Field. 5-0, your Raptors lead the Bucks. Welcome back in, fans. Andy Ockham with you on WFHR. 3-4-5 due up for the Waterloo Bucks against Nick Paulson, who gets to settle in with a nice lead out on the hill. It'll be Zach Mazok, the three-hitting catcher from the left side for the Bucks, swinging away at the first pitch, pokes this one in the left center field gap. That is going to split Biserto and Vandenhoevel and roll all the way to the wall. Getting up to second, easily standing, is Mazok with a leadoff double here in this fourth inning. A quick way to silence the crowd, not necessarily in that way. It is a 5-0 Raptors lead after all, but an extra base hit off of Paulson here to begin the fourth. Goes as follows. No runs put up until that bottom of the third, a five spot. So no runs on three hits and no errors for the Bucks. For your Raptors, 5 runs on three hits and no errors so far this evening. One big swing of the bat from the six hitter, McGuire. As the Raptors look to get their first home win of this 2024 marathon of a season. First pitch showing bunt is the cleanup hitter, Finn. Pulls back, but it's called a strike anyways. Finn Heisen Snyder, 4-5-6, righty-lefty-righty. Due up here against Paulson. The 0-1. Fouled back by Finn on a breaking ball. It's nothing in two. Oh, and 2 the count on Finn. He flew out to the center fielder Vandenhoevel to lead off the second in his only other at-bat of the ballgame. Working out of the stretch, Paulson gets the sign from Stripling, the 0-2, bounced in the dirt. Nice block by Bryson. It's now 1-2. Five runs, nobody left on. One heck of an inning. Plenty of walks. The Raptors took 3 of them. And it led to that homer for McGuire. Patience and discipline. And Braden Gluth, the starting right-hander for Waterloo. His control hurting his pitching staff in that frame. The 1-2, a breaking ball missing low. Count evens 2-2 on the cleanup hitter, Luke Finn. We do have that first yard card punching. Going to Abby. Running our scoreboard and our graphics, doing a fantastic job of that all season long. She picked Max McGuire tonight. She's got one tally on our whiteboard here in the press box. The 2-2 to Finn. This one hit hard on the ground on the left side. Gloved by the shortstop. Boston only plays to first. He fires over in time. Mazak to third on the 6-3 putout. That's where he'll stay with one down in the top of the fourth. It'll be the left-handed hitting first baseman, Marcus Heisen. He struck out swinging against Paulson back in the second. Paulson went 6-up, 6-down in these first 2 innings, including 4 punch-outs of these Bucks before giving up a couple of knocks an inning ago, but pitching around some traffic out on the base paths. Lefty-lefty battle the first pitch. That one misses for ball one. Just a bit downstairs from number 26 of the Raptors. It's the right fielder Trenton Snyder on deck, the third baseman Adam Bennis to follow. 1-0. That one catches the outside corner for a called strike. Working the outer third again is Paulson to even the count at 1-1. Grant playing back of the third base bag as the 1-1. To Heisen is popped up in the air. Right off the netting. Protecting the home plate club. Bryson Stripling losing the mask, but not needing a play to be made there. But ahead now 1-2 is Paulson on Heisen. It was the leadoff double from Zachary Mazak out of the 3-hole for the Bucks to begin this inning. 1-2, he got him swinging. Off-speed delivery, working middle to out, chasing out of the zone as Heisen, his second punch out of the ballgame. Rack up another one for Nick Paulson. 2 down with a runner on third here in the fourth. Bring up Trenton Snyder. For Paulson now, that's his 6th punch out of the ballgame. 3 2/3 innings. Here's pitch 55 from the southpaw. And this is low to Snyder for ball one. 3 hits allowed by Paulson. No runs. No walks either. That's a key thing to look at for this Raptor pitching staff. They walked 10 on opening day at Hare Baker Field. 11 last night in the home opener. The next delivery popped up in the air to right field. That'll hug in play right next to the foul line. It's the right fielder McClanahan coasting over to make the grab. A leadoff double from Zachary Mazak doesn't faze Nick Paulson, facing just over the one of the minimum. Another scoreless inning. He's through 4 scoreless, and it's a 5-0 Raptor lead here at Witter Field. We head to the bottom half of the fourth inning. 8-9-1, due up for Wisconsin Rapids. Bryson Stripling, Mason Odati, and Miles Vandenhoevel. You're listening to Raptors Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products.
Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
The morning show on WFHR, it's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people, yeah.
It's good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's the way it's got to be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be, the middle especially for her had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, one very big thing you just missed there. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Full inning to come here for the right-hander out on the mound, that being number 28 for the Waterloo Bucks, Brendan Carter. Andy Ockham back with you here on WFHR from Winterfield. 5-0 Rafters after a 5-run bottom half of the third, capped by a Max McGuire grand slam with two outs in his Rafters debut. First pitch from Carter to Bryson Stripling, the 8-hole hitter, pops this one up on the left side of the infield. Bennis, the third baseman, calling everyone off, settling under it, right in line with the third base bag. One pitch, one out for Carter here in the fourth. To bring up the 9-hitter, Mason Onati, the second baseman, led off the prior inning, went down looking. Stripling was the lone Rafter to not step into the batter's box an inning ago. 5 runs on 2 hits, no errors, nobody left on for Wisconsin Rapids. First pitch to Onati. I was in there for a called strike. Rafters took on-field batting practice for the first time all season, at least in a game day format. Supposed to be a 3:30 BP. They got out an hour before and took a couple of rounds as the 0-1 cut on and missed. Field manager Kirk Schreider said, just trying to get into a routine, right? These guys seeing live action, seeing the ball jump off the bat, not in a cage, on the field before a game, something they haven't had all season. 0-2, shot back up the middle on a two-hopper off the glove of Carter. He recollects, will jog over to first and underhand it to Heisen in time. A 1-3 put out for out number two of the inning. Two up, two down here in the fourth. And that's oh so important for these guys. The opening night ceremonies over the weekend with the host families, the interns, the game day staff, the players, the coaches here at Winterfield. It's 77 days, 72 games. You got to get into that comfortable game day routine, whether at home or on the road. First pitch to Miles Vandenhoevel from the right-hander Carter, misses down and out for a ball. Vandenhoevel's third plate appearance today, most recently walked on 5 pitches and came in to score the first run of the ball game. And 1-1 called a strike. That came an inning ago from Vandenhoevel. The four that touched home on that McGuire grand slam, Trotter Boston, Jack Mathey, and Nomar Basurto. The 1-1 to Vandenhoevel. That one's there for a called strike, working up and out on a heater from the right-hander Carter. 7-8-9 due up at the top of the fifth for the Bucks. Righty-lefty-righty, Bennis, Morrison, and Cooper Mills. The 1-2 to the Rafter center fielder. Check swing on the outer third. Appeal down to first. Tom Purchase, the crew chief, says no. He did not go around, so the count evens 2-2 on Miles. Two and two the count on Miles Vandenhoevel. Shoots this one the other way into right. But that's Snyder having a good beat on it. He'll coast over to make the grab and retire the side. After a 5-run bottom of the third, sending 8 to the plate, a 1-2-3 bottom of the fourth from Brendan Carter out of the bullpen for the Waterloo Bucks. We are through 4 here at Winterfield. It is 5-0 Rafters. We'll be back for the top of the fifth in just a couple of minutes here on WFHR, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through 4 generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Pitching change for the Raptors here in the top of the fifth. Nick Paulson's day is done after four shutout innings on the hill. 5-0 to score here in game two at Winterfield this season. Andy Ockham on WFHR, your official radio home for the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors all Northwoods League season long. It's a Raptor debut for the 6'5 redshirt senior out of Colorado State Pueblo. Nick Perry will toe the rubber from one Nick to another. Nick Paulson passing the baton to Perry. The right-hander hails from Denton, Texas, made 16 outings at Colorado State Pueblo this past year in two starts, a 6.83 earned run average, and a 1.9 whip for the hefty right-hander. And a 2-4 record with three saves, led his team, eight total saves for Pueblo this past year, 29 innings pitched, and a 3.42 batting average against. Perry threw 2 1/3 scoreless innings against New Mexico Highlands back on March 17th and got the save, allowed one hit, didn't walk a hitter, and punched out three. 7-8-9 due up for the Bucks. Adam Bennis, the right-handed hitting third baseman, will begin here against Perry. Bennis 0-1 so far this evening. Perry's first pitch to him. Bounces low in the dirt for ball one. Each team has now thrown two pitchers in this one. Went from Gluth to Carter, a pair of right-handers for the Bucks. Lefty to righty here. The 1-0's in there for a called strike for Perry. Morrison on deck, Mills to follow before it's back to the top of the Buck order for the third time around. The 1-1 pitch. This one is hit back to the screen. Foul by Bennis. It's now 1-2. Paulson, four innings pitched, three hits allowed, no runs, no walks, six strikeouts and 56 pitches for the University of Wisconsin. Stevens Point, Pointer, an impressive beginning to his season this summer. The 1-2. Chopped on the ground right side. Onati, the second baseman, backs up off his body. It ate him up. The throw to first, not in time. Bennis beats it out. We'll wait to see how it's scored. Nonetheless, Bennis is aboard to lead off this top half of the fifth inning. It'll be the left-handed hitting second baseman, Evan Morrison. Morrison bunted his way aboard in his first trip to the plate this evening. Back with one out in the third inning. A perfectly placed bunt on the left side. Rolling right into the grass. No play to be made by Matt Brandt. It'll go down as an infield single for Bennis. Did eat Onati up, but a hustle play to beat it out. Pitch to Morrison is hit foul down the third base line. It is the fourth hit of the day for Waterloo. They're still off the scoreboard. No errors for either team. Five runs on three hits for Wisconsin Rapids thus far. McGuire holding on Bennis at first, and a light toss over from Perry to check on the runner there. On deck, it's the nine-hitter Mills, top of the order Larry Edwards looming. Perry set. The 0-1. Runner fake steals. This one misses low and out to even up the count at 1-1. For the Raptors in the bottom half of the fifth, 2-3-4, Trotter Boston, Jack Matthey, and Nomar Basurto. Another look over from Perry. He set the 1-1. This one is hit foul off the netting. Once again, protecting the home plate club right in front of us. It's now 1-2 on the Bucks' second baseman. The first of two games in consecutive days between these two teams, and the first of four this season. Later on in June, the Raptors will make the trip to Waterloo for back-to-back games against these Bucks. The 1-2, runner takes off. This one hit on the ground, a high chopper on the left side, gloved by the third baseman Brandt. No play to be made. The throw to first, not in time. Behind the play at third, it's the catcher Stripling having to cover the bag. Nobody was on third. Bennis goes first to third on the infield single. Waterloo cooking here with runners on the corners and nobody out here in the top of the fifth. A That was a close play. Could have been a 5-3 putout. Morrison aboard for the second time here this evening. For Cooper Mills, reached on a fielder's choice back in the third. He tried to bunt his way aboard as well. Popped up that bunt on the right side. It was in no man's land between the pitcher, the first and second baseman. Onati and McGuire were nowhere near it. Nick Paulson had to get off the mound. Couldn't make the play by catching it, but it dropped and was able to make the throw to second in time to record an out. On the corners, the first pitch from Perry to the right-handed hitting Mills is an off-speed pitch on the outside corner, and it's called a strike. Edwards on deck, the two-hitter Hudson after him. Bucks threatening to put up their first run of the ballgame here in the fifth. The 0-1 from Perry. That one misses downstairs, Stripling able to smother it and keep it in front of him to even the count at 1-1. 6:35 first pitch tomorrow night here at Witter Field. It is the Solaris Mini Bat Giveaway. And then we'll get some fireworks Friday night to cap out the four-game homestand against the Wausau Woodchucks. Prior to the 1-1, a pickoff move from Perry to McGuire at first, checking in on the runner Morrison. Got some fun giveaways this year in event nights. I know we got AEW Wrestling coming in June. Get a chance to meet Hornswoggle here at the yard. The 1-1, runner takes off to second. This one fouled back by Mills. Count now 1-2, having to go back to first will be Morrison. If you're coming into town, we talked about the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites, but if you want to know what else to do if the Raptors aren't around, make sure to check out the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. They welcome you to invite, explore, reconnect, and relax in the Rapids area. For more information, check them out at visitwisrapids.com. Once again, that's visitwisrapids.com. Checking out the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. 2-2 pitch missed inside on Mills. Count evens on him. Second of 36 home games this year. Witter Field looks beautiful here this evening, the last Wednesday in the month of May. Another pickoff move prior to this 2-2 delivery. Keeping Morrison close after he took off a couple of pitches ago. Perry, another long look over at first. He's set with 12 on the pitch clock. The 2-2, Morrison goes once again. This one is inside, and it hits him. Right on the forearm for Mills. He'll take his base. The 7, 8, 9 hitters have all found their way aboard via a couple of infield singles. And now a hit batsman. Back to the top of the order with the bases full of Waterloo Bucks for Larry Edwards. Bennis remains on third. Morrison now finally gets to second. They're trying to steal it a couple times in this most recent plate appearance, and Mills is on first. Edwards stays 0-2. Struck out in the first against Paulson. Most recently singled up the middle back in the third. That came with two down in the frame. Edwards, a major power threat as well at the top of this Waterloo order. The first pitch to him is fouled back right behind the Buck dugout. Uniform matchup tonight. Once again, it's the home whites for these Raptors, but no black pants this evening. It's white tops and white bottoms with the black sleeves on those uniform tops. For Waterloo, gray slacks with their royal blue tops. Some yellow trimming in there as well. 0-1 the count. Still here in the top of the fifth. Here it comes. That one misses low and inside on Edwards. No runs on now. Five hits. A couple of infield knocks this inning, elevating the Waterloo hit total. Neither team has made an error. For the Raptors, five runs on three hits. A huge five-run bottom of the third. Max McGuire's two-out grand slam to left center remains the story in this one. 1-1 breaking ball hit on the ground to third. Brandt will elect to go to second to Onati for one. Over to first in time. It's a 5-4-3 double play. The Raptors will concede the run and turn two. Moving to third. The process there is Morrison. Bennis in to score. And it'll bring up the DH, Brennan Hudson. Is the beer batter once again. Is Hudson. He has struck out in his first two at-bats today in inning number one and inning number three. Looking for a hat trick here already in the fifth against the right-hander Nick Perry. First pitch to him. On the outside corner, check swing, doesn't matter. It's in there for a cold strike anyway, says the home plate umpire Frankie Gonzalez. And Brendan Hudson gets some discounts once again on root beer and alcoholic products here at the yard. That one misses on the outside corner to the left-handed hitting Hudson. Count evens 1-1. Some other action down the line. A couple of other Rafters have taken off their sweatshirts down in their bullpen to get their bodies moving. The 1-1. That one misses down to the dirt. It gets away from the catcher Stripling, but not too far. Morrison retreats back to third. Only one batter has been put on by Rafter pitching this evening. That was the hit batsman from Perry. There still has been no traditional base on balls. 21 of those coming in the first two for this Rafter pitching staff. Much better control so far this evening in the third game of the season. 2-1. Swing and a miss on the outside corner to Hudson. Count evens 2-2. Another two-strike count on the Bucks designated hitter. Can he get a hat trick here this evening? 5-1 the score. Run get put up on that 5-4-3 double play. Hit into by Larry Edwards. Rafter bench getting into it. The 2-2 misses high. It's full. The dugout banging the padding in front. They know what's at stake as well. Fans getting ready to make the mad dash to the concession stand. If Hudson can strike out for a third time. Perry's 3-2. Fouled away. Spoiling that one is Hudson. It's the catcher, Mazak on deck. The left fielder, Finn, to follow him if Waterloo can continue this frame with two outs. Once again for the Rafters, when we get to the bottom half of the fifth inning, it's 2-3-4 with Boston, Mathey, and Basurto. The 3-2 once again. Popped in the air, right field. Drifting out Onati. Coming in, it's McClanahan. He'll make the grab. No beer batter here for the fans at Witter Field. But Perry gets out of it with a runner on third. Just one coming in to score on that twin killing. We head to the bottom of the fifth. It is 5-1 Rafters here in the second home game of this season. Looking to pick up their first home win at Witter Field. You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally owned radio.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the fifth inning, another frame in the works for Waterloo right-hander Brendan Carter. Andy Ockham here on WFHR. Rafter fans, your Rafters leading the Bucks in the first of back-to-back games between these two teams at Witter Field. 5-1 the score. 2-3-4 due up for the Rafters here in this inning. Trotter Boston, the shortstop, to face Carter here. Pitch to Boston, a breaking ball missing low for ball one. All five runs for the Rafters coming in the bottom of the third inning. An infield single from Nomar Basurto broke the scoreless tie before Max McGuire with two outs. A big swing of the bat to left center field. A base is clearing. Grand slam to make it 5-0 as the 1-0 misses out again to Trotter Boston. It's 2-0. One run grabbed back by the Bucks in the top half of the fifth inning. A pair of infield singles kept it moving along, and a Larry Edwards hitting into a 5-4-3 double play. The Raptors conceded the run and took the two outs instead as the 2-0, a cut and a miss from Boston to make it a 2-1 count. For Waterloo in the top of the sixth, it'll be 3-4-5, Mazok, Finn, and Heisen. 2-1, foul tip into the glove of the catcher Mazok from Boston. Carter's work back to even the count here at 2-2. Now to the one.